Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, March the 24th, 2026, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And this is the first Tuesday in the season of spring. A little chilly, but hey, we'll take it. Thank Andrew Wyatt for coming on this morning. He is the former publicist and crisis manager for Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby yesterday losing a civil trial to Donna Motzinger, $59.25 million. Who would have thought we'd ever say that Bill Cosby is, at this point, broke financially? I don't think any of us ever thought we'd be saying that. Phone lines are open this hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say about that interview. And that's a current event. Heaven knows a lot going on there. Let's see. What else do we have here? Well, we had a city council meeting last night. That is for sure. Now, last night's city council meeting, a few important things happened. You've heard some of them on the news there. The League of Women Voters, represented by R.J. Bicking, pleaded to the mayor, gave a plea to the mayor and the city council not to get rid of curbside recycling, stating there were other ways to deal with that particular problem. We had, what else happened last night? Well, the 50% tax credit for people who live outside the city, that was suspended and passed last night after two readings. So now, originally, the tax credit was 100%, then it went to 0%. Now it will be at 50%, and that's what passed. So I guess that's what will go in the plan down to the state auditor here in a few weeks. And maybe the most poignant thing last night was the 2026 budget, which apparently at this point looks as if it's a $6 million deficit, was passed. Now, the mayor did say, in fairness to the mayor, that there's about $3 million that are left over from last year's accounts, so it's not $6 million in deficit. And he did say last night that getting rid of curbside recycling, raising the bus fares, things of that nature, raising the sanitation rates, will help with that other $3 million, so this is not a deficit our budget. But that budget was passed last night. And the people who voted against it, Ralph Smith, Thaddeus Smith, Aaron Rollins, it did pass 5-3, they voted against it. So again, this idea that, you know, everybody is in everybody's pocket and we have political gangs and this is what they do, you know, I don't think anybody ever thought, the lone Democrat on city council, Scott Kreider, voted to pass the budget. The people who voted against it were Ralph Smith, appointed to his seat at large, and then won his election, endorsed by the mayor, the primary against Jason Schauber in the 3rd Ward. He voted against it. Thaddeus Smith, who I have said for a long time, I do think Thad does his own thinking, 5th Ward City Councilman, he voted against it and seemed very conflicted about it. And Aaron Rollins, who has pretty much been against this since the beginning, he voted against it. So that's what happened. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the budget did pass. The mayor said if they did not pass a budget very, very quickly, by April the 1st, a matter of fact, that city employees would not be paid, city funds could not be released. This would have been a big problem for a lot of people. So that's something to be certain. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, you know, big news morning so far, but doing okay.
We forgot to talk about the city's newest fundraiser proposed by Ralph Smith.
Oh, to sell the parks.
Sell a park.
Yeah, sell the parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends last night, and we want to buy Lincoln Park, so we want to get in on the ground level with this.
You know, that... That
was, put a fence around it.
Well, you know what it shows me about Ralph Smith, who voted against the budget, and I don't think people would have put money on that, is that, you know, as some of these ideas might not sound the best, he's certainly thinking.
It's an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea.
It's an idea. I will give him that. He didn't come to the table with nothing. He came to the table with something. However, I was a little appalled when I heard, let's sell the city parks, because not all of them, people. He named some specific ones. But we're talking about selling land that the city owns. Are we in that bad a shape that we need to start hawking our goods, our assets, liquidating?
Well, how...
Fire sale here? What's going on?
Well, how I took it last night, and I could be completely wrong on this, but how I took it is, you know, after the League of Women Voters, right off the top, came out against getting rid of curbside recycling, which, as far as I know, has still not been done away with. Again, I'm not sure how that's
going to
be.
I believe it's going to happen. Just, I've heard some things about talks with DKMM, so I believe it's going to happen. It's just going to be a unilateral thing.
Right, but also, sanitation has not been messed with yet.
Hey, did you notice, just to change the subject real quick before I forget, when they were talking about the pool last night, -$283,000. We were told that's the bond payment
right.
that's due on the pool every year. Did you notice not one other dollar has been budgeted for the pool except for the bond payment?
Well, that's true. Here's what's interesting
that's
about
it.
That conversation last night.
And wait a minute, Scott. It's almost April, and we haven't budgeted. We just passed the full year budget, and there's no money budgeted in there for the pool.
Now, here would be my guess on what's going to happen there, because Mayor Collins also did say last night keeping the pool closed would not be a good thing. So I think what's going to happen there is, because if you take what the pool brings in and what they spend on it, that more or less breaks even, according to the mayor last night. But it's the bond payment that kills the city, and will apparently until sometime in the 2030s.
But it's going to be fixed. So if we take any type of loss at all on operations of the pool, you know, okay, let's just make it easy. Let's say that it costs us $50,000 to run the pool, and we only need $47,000. You know, it's pretty close to breaking even, but we also know the numbers are a lot bigger than that. But is the state going to allow us to run at a deficit, anything at a loss right now, other than transit, simply because it's so heavily funded by grant money?
Well, I think what will happen is, I think they will, whatever that number is that they were not breaking even last year, that's the number of staff, and that's the number of maybe concessions that they will not bring back this year.
My understanding, they have a hard time having the pool open sometimes because they don't have enough people to work already.
Right. I don't know. I just can't. I really
think pool employees tend to be younger, less reliable. I'm not talking crap about them, but you know, you're normally getting your teenagers and that kind of stuff that'll call off on a whim. So it's not unheard of to not have enough people to open the pool every now and then. So.
Well, what's interesting, there's a lot of things happening that I really don't understand, because if we go way back now, almost a month, when the mayor sent his letter out on how he was going to fix the financial problems, and basically that was going to be the plan that was sent to the state, and this is something I've been saying for a long time, but I want to add something now since it's been passed. The sanitation rates have still not been officially raised. The curbside recycling has still not been officially eliminated. The bus fares have still not been officially raised. And now, as of last night, we know what the out-of-city tax credit's going to be. It was passed. It's going to be 50%. So, in the original letter...
We know where all the monies are coming from at this moment.
Right, but in the original letter, it was the total elimination of the tax credit. So if we're talking dollar for dollar, that's been cut in half on what's going to be...
Yeah, now we need another $300,000, right?
Right. So again, you know, now you're going to have to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, now where are we going to pull that money from? And
well, it sounds like we're hemorrhaging cops right and left.
Yeah, what was it, seven?
Seven.
And two to be added.
Well, they said they don't even have anyone in their applicant pool, though. They said there's not even anyone for them to hire because there's no one in their applicant pool.
Well, there's no city council meeting or committee meetings next Monday, which is going to put us into April. And, you know, maybe that's a good time for him to release a press. All I'm saying is, and again, I always say this, I know they're listening down there. If they do this by press release, if they eliminate recycling with a press release, if they raise your sanitation rates with a press release, they might get away with that one. But if they raise the bus fares by press release and never had a conversation about it, that's not going to be good.
I think they have to at least have a public hearing, don't they? It wasn't that what happened the last time?
It well, they're running out of time.
30 days beforehand.
Well, do they have 30 days at this point? I don't know that they do.
The whole thing with the $6 million budget, I don't care how they tried to explain it away last night. In December, the budget was $6 million in the hole. This is the fifth version of the budget that they've passed this year, and it's still $6 million in the hole. How? I don't understand. I don't understand. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how they think that that's going to be acceptable with the state of Ohio.
Well, their explanation last night, because that was brought up by Thad Smith, oddly enough, the mayor said there's about $3 million left over in accounts from last year because the previous auditor did not deal with those accounts for November and December of 2020.
What about payroll? We haven't cleared payroll accounts for November and December in March.
Apparently not.
I don't know about that.
And then...
But anyway, I mean, your payroll accounts should be cleared out technically every month because it's a direct deposit. People aren't cashing checks, so the money would already be gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I don't know.
But it is what it is. We'll just have to pretend like we believe him. But there's only really a $3 million deficit, not six.
Then he went into that $3 million, and he said that's the elimination of curbside recycling. That's the raising of the sanitation bills. That's the raising of the bus fares. But yet, again, that's all he's willing to say about that. He's not willing to put forth any legislation. He's not willing to put forth a press release. He's not willing to talk about it. He's not willing to have a public hearing about it as of yet. And I don't, you know, even if he announces a public hearing today, even if he does all this stuff unilaterally today, why did you wait a month after you told everybody this is what you're going to do?
I don't know anymore, man. After sitting in that meeting last night and being called a stupid bitch by Sean Barr 3 times after the meeting and screamed at by Danny Karp, I have no desire to go back to those meetings. I hope the auditor of state comes in. I hope they uncover all their dirty little secrets. I hope somebody goes to jail.
Well, this is interesting. Now, I did not see this. I had already left last night. But what happened after the meeting?
I hadn't even left my seat yet. You know where I stood. I was sitting in the same spot. And I turned around and I was talking to Phil, and I was like, isn't just some of this so unbelievable? You know, we were just kind of talking about what was going on. And Sean Barr, I was facing the door, and Phil was facing the front of the room. So we were facing opposite directions but looking at each other. Sean Barr comes walking up. I haven't even gathered up my notebook or my coat or anything. And he comes up and he starts talking to me. And I said, I don't have anything to say, just keep moving, you know, I don't want to hear it, just save it. And he said, he just kept talking. And I stuck my fingers in my ears. I said, I don't want to talk to you, I can't hear you, keep moving. And he said, you're a stupid bitch. And I said, what? Did you really just call me a stupid bitch? And then he mouthed it, stupid bitch. Like, below his breath, kind of, but I don't think he realized Phil was standing right there. I don't know if he, like, blacked out, had an out-of-body, but Phil's, like, 10 inches from me. And I raised my voice, because you know what? We're about to make this everybody's problem. I said, loudly enough so the whole room could hear me, did you really just call me a stupid bitch? And he said, what'd you say to me? What'd you call me? I was like, dude, Phil is standing right here. He heard you say it twice. And he's like, yeah, you're a stupid bitch. And I was like, oh. And he started, and then Danny Clark is behind me. He's talking to Sulu Kelly. And Danny Clark, yeah, she is a stupid bitch. And comes up from around behind. Sean Barr keeps on walking once his little queen, Danny Clark, steps in, tags in. Danny Clark is standing there calling me a stupid bitch and all of these names, digging around. I'm just saying to him, leave me alone. I probably said it like 15 times. Leave me alone. And I'm getting louder every time I say it. Leave me alone. And he's still standing right there beside me. He's shaking at this point. He's so angry.
And who's this, Danny?
He's digging around for a business card, which he throws at me. I pick it up and fling it behind his shoulder, said no thanks, and repeated with leave me alone. Then he started going back to cussing me and calling me a stupid bitch, and I did call him an MF-er at that point, after I told him to leave me alone 20 times, and BJ Gruber stands there, and Mark Russell stands there, and everybody stands there. It gets better, so they go out. Danny Clark's going to sue me. I actually asked Phil to walk me to my car because I didn't want to be by myself. I just wanted to get to the car and leave. I go outside. Don Barr has backed his vehicle up to the closest handicapped parking spot, backed into the parking spot, has his window down, is talking shit to me when I come out the door, actually starts talking about members of my family.
Well, what did he say?
And a cop pulls up. It doesn't matter what he said. A cop, Phil heard it, Phil was with me. A cop pulls up. They sent a police officer to monitor a situation between a city councilman who's like 6'5", 300 pounds. I'm 5'3", 147. They sent a police officer to monitor that situation between the president pro tem of council and a public citizen who's engaged in a civil lawsuit with the city. Now, ironically, our attorneys are scheduled to have a meeting tomorrow. It was pre-scheduled with the judge tomorrow. And Sean Barr calls me a stupid bitch 3 times. And Danny Clark, I mean, if we hadn't been in city council, I believe he would have put his hands on me. He was shaking so violently and would not leave me alone. Would not. He had to get that card out and hand it to me.
And he called you that as well.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Now, what are BJ Gruber and Mark Russell doing?
Standing there.
They didn't come over and try to break it up?
No.
Well, Mark Russell, I mean, he's not a cop, but BJ Gruber didn't come over and try to break it up?
No, BJ Gruber stood there and held the door.
Was the mayor there?
Yes.
Well, he's a former cop.
I never left my seat. All of that happened, and I was still standing in the same place where I stood up where that meeting ended. I couldn't have left if I wanted to, because both times they were standing in front of the door. If I wanted to leave, I would have had to have gone through them.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this. You know, obviously this has nothing to do with city policy, but the interesting thing about this to me is that obviously you and Sean have not seen eye to eye for a long time. And
he came to my house unannounced one time and came in here and bullshitted me. It was when the whole party bus and Love Your City stuff was going on, and Schauber was trying to get some accountability and whatever, and him and Barr co-sponsored the legislation, and then everything got changed around. Remember when that all happened?
Right.
Sean Barr came to my house and lied to me, basically, for 2 hours. I didn't ask him to come here.
No.
He came to my house.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying here is that you guys were having a little dust-up last night about the...
Yeah, and okay. I reported it to the auditor of the state of Ohio this morning.
Right, about the annexation of the city land.
So, for people that don't know, Sean Barr, his vote was necessary last night to get the process started to annex land for a friend. He was friends. The man is deceased, and now they've got some crazy will-less estate. It's an estate without a will. That's the problem. That's what they don't want us to know. It's an estate without a will, so those are extra tricky. And Sean Barr voted on a piece of land that he is friends with the man who died and with the woman who is trying to get it annexed. He is friends with both of them, and his vote was the deciding factor to push it through on an emergency last night.
Well, I guess so there was a dust-up, now let me say this before
so
I
he
get...
He got upset with what I was saying.
He was upset with what you were saying.
And proceeded to call me a stupid bitch 3 times after council.
No, this is the difference. Now, see, I can understand why there was a dust-up, and I can understand why he might have had hard feelings. And God knows, people have said things during council meetings before. I mean, it's not like it's the first time a profanity has been yelled out during a meeting, or somebody has stomped off or something. Those things have happened. I've witnessed them. That is not uncommon. What is uncommon about this to me when I hear this story is that while you are still in that chamber, because that's a council chamber, and there was a big discussion last night about council rules. Now, whether people want to believe those are accurate or not, we used to have a thing called decorum. Now, until you leave that room, and by the way, this also applies to people who get up and sometimes are yelling at council people when they're trying to talk.
When they want us to behave, they need to model the behavior they want us to behave.
Well, yeah, I don't recall, now I could be wrong about this, but I don't recall somebody, a council person, a sitting council person in council chambers ever calling a citizen that. So I guess that's the problem, just as a citizen, and I'm not a citizen of the city, by the way, but that's the problem I would have with it. I mean, not that, I guess if you want to go yell it in the parking lot, whatever, but I don't think that's the best thing to be yelling at people in general, but I don't think
it's very immature, it's very middle school, like, you can't control your emotions, so you've got to come up with the most elementary insult, like, middle school kids can come up with something better than stupid bitch.
Well, I think the city council people have to understand that that's a job that they are elected to. They are representing a district. And
ask the cops in Adams County about being a public official and what type of scrutiny you're allowed to be held up to.
Well, and I think, again,
lemon pound cake, you know, lemon Mona Lisa.
Well, there you go. Maybe you can write a song now. But the problem
is... John Barr is the son of a bitch. Randy Walters. I stole it from Afro Man, but I've been improvising lyrics this morning.
Well, I guess the problem is that I'm just trying to run down the list of... And again, council people have sworn and use profanity during meetings.
To approach someone...
A citizen.
That you're twice the size of... That you're twice the size of, also. Don't forget that.
Well,
And listen, Scott, I was polite. I told him, I do not want to talk to you. I was calm. I do not want to hear anything you have to say. Please keep moving. He did not. He continued to talk. I stuck my fingers in my ears and said, I do not want to hear you. I can't hear you. I'm not listening. I mean, how much more? I couldn't walk past him. He was standing between me and the door. How much more can I do?
Well, I think that's the problem. And again,
short of dropping to the fetal position, how much more could I do?
Well, I guess it's just, I don't know.
I would have done that, would I have been arrested?
Well, I don't know. Apparently not. I don't know. I'm not sure why B.J. Gruber didn't do anything. I wasn't there for it. I didn't see it.
I called him Mr. Potato Head the week before.
Well,
he's mad about the SWAT cameras getting called out.
Well, here's the thing. I just think that if you're collecting a check from the city and you are an elected council person of a ward, you have to learn to take criticism from the audience. Now, you're not going to like it. I get that. And you're not going to like what people say. I get it. But see, this is what I've been talking about with media. This is what I've been talking about with council people. The model that people are setting, we are devolving. And you know what? Everybody likes a train wreck. You know what? People probably love this story. They love that a council person said that. They love that it's turned into a train wreck. They love it. They think that's great. They love a good fight. But you know what? It doesn't get anything accomplished, and the fact that that's where our decorum is right now, from a sitting council person.
Like, how can you get up there, and he's the one last night calling people, he's doing this thing called the question, okay, he needs to learn how to use that, because there has to be a question on the floor, and he did that to shut Kim Mayer up last night, and there wasn't a question on the floor. So he's using that because he doesn't like what we're saying, or what we have to say. So now they're starting to pull out these procedurals, these rules and stuff. And that thing that they have laying up there on the podium, Scott, no one ever voted on that. That has been discussed in my lawsuit. The fact that they still have it up there is absolutely insane. They've got it listed like it's some kind of state law. It's not. When you look up the state law, that has to do with public record or public meetings, when they're supposed to, where they're supposed to place the times and how, you know, how much notice is required and that sort of thing. It has nothing to do with public speaking. There are no laws around public speaking except the First Amendment. Now, if they'd like to adopt some meeting rules, then they will need to pass those through council, vote on them, pass them through council, and then they're going to need to abide by them themselves. Because you can't gavel a member of the public for acting like a fool when you're up there acting like a fool yourself and talking out of order and everything else. So if they want to pull the rules card on us, they better make sure they're applying the rules to them.
Well,
and here's what Sean Barr did. This case of mine that was getting ready to wrap up and be over, not anymore.
Well, and again,
he just opened another chapter to that book.
Well, and I think this is part of the problem, is that, again, when you call somebody a name like that, no matter why you do it, again, when you are in the chamber, when you are a sitting council person, when this is a constituent of the city, which you are, I'm trying to think of a time.
Danny Clark was actually calling me those people. She's one of those people. He said that, and he's the at-large councilman.
Well, and again, I don't think it was right for either one of them to say it, because I just...
That's how they really feel about that. That's how they really feel about it.
Right, but here's the thing. When you are saying something, there's a lot of things he could have said if he did not like what you were saying. He could have said, you know, why do you represent yourself that way? Why don't you try to have some more...
Could have said nothing.
He could have. He could, but apparently...
When I said leave me alone, he could have done the adult thing and honored my wishes and left me alone.
Well,
if someone said that to me, I'd keep walking.
You know, I understand this is going to be, as you've said, another part of the lawsuit. But just no matter what happens there, I would expect that Danny and Sean would apologize.
Oh, I hope they eat shit. They can take their apologies and shove them right up
their
ass and sideways. It's fake. They don't mean it. The way they spoke to me Monday night is the way they feel about me. So please don't pretend and blow smoke up my ass.
No, but I think they should, if not apologize...
They should apologize to the city.
Well, I think they should apologize to the people who were still in the room.
Yes.
I think they should apologize as city council
people. To those people.
Well, I just, you know... I'm trying to think if that ever happened before. It doesn't run off the top of my head, certainly not in the chamber. But, you know, I've heard council people get angry with each other, and I guess that's a rat-a-tat-tat back and forth. But to call a member of the city that a resident,
Scott, then he tried to act like I was the one calling him names.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, Phil is standing right here. He hurt, and I wasn't yelling at this point. I was like, Phil is right here.
Well,
he
like
heard you.
I've said this before, and I think he's no longer with us, but Ed Christensen used to go to city council and county commissioners and say horrible things to them, and Don Fleming used to get up and say pretty rough things at the county commissioner meetings. I'm sure he was at city council.
All I do is ask them questions and tell the truth, and they call me stupid bitch.
No, what I'm saying is that things, it's
well,
not
do I
like...
I get up there and name call them and call them filthy pigs and animals
well,
and
that's
you know,
the,
I hope you go to jail.
Well,
and,
that's...
I mean, I don't...
I guess the precedent I'm saying is in the entire time that I've been covering these local things...
Even when people did do that stuff, they weren't stupid bitches?
I don't recall that happening. I recall now sometimes people cutting them off with a loud tone saying, and matter of fact, what they would say is, you know, that's not tolerated here. You can't do that here. And that's trying to
And
keep
that's okay. And you know what? And that's okay. But make sure you're not giving it back. You can't say that's not tolerated here for you and allow somebody else to do it.
Well,
the rules have to be consistent. They can't sit up there and scream at each other and call us those people and everything else and not expect to get any of it back.
Well, here's the thing. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't know if they will apologize or not in public. I certainly
take on it while they do.
Well, but the other, apologize to the city for doing that in that way.
Yes,
but,
for representing yourself that way in council chambers, yes, you owe the city an apology.
And also, I would hope that council people who were not involved with that would call for that to happen. Again, not because it's you, not because it's them, but because we have to stop acting like this. We are devolving every minute And it's get, it's
going to
get to
I know if I had acted that way, I would have gone to jail last night if I had done that. If I had done the same thing, BJ Gruber would have been happy to throw the handcuffs on me. So like I said, oh, that's what I said to the cop on the way out, because Sean Barr's still running his mouth. And like I said, he said something about my family member, and Phil heard it. He even said, well, man, that's enough. And I just picked up the pace then and started across the parking lot, because, of course, I'm all the way across the parking lot, and he parked right. I'm telling you, he moved his vehicle and backed right beside the door so he could, in the handicapped parking spot, because he's not handicapped. And he was backed into the handicapped parking spot after the meeting. And the police officer pulled up, and I said, did you just hear him talking shit to me? He said, no, but I heard you talking shit to him. I said, of course you did.
But now, wait a second. Now, when this melee is going on, did the security screener come running up there?
No, she told me to have a good night on my way out the door.
But, I mean, isn't that why we had to have one?
You know...
For events like this, that when people are screaming...
To protect the citizens from the elected officials? No, I didn't think we needed a security
but
protect us from them. But, yeah, that seems reasonable. Yo, no, I know what you're saying, for altercations.
Altercations, that we have somebody there.
I thought that, too. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe... I don't know. She's a nice lady down there, but...
Oh, she's very nice.
But I don't...
She probably also thought they would call for me. BJ Gruber's up there. They would call for me if they needed me.
But wasn't that the argument made in the beginning... As to why we don't need the screener?
Yes.
Okay. So here we are with that. And maybe somebody should explain that.
It all comes full circle, huh?
Well...
And it just took this stupid bitch to do it.
Well, I
want you to know of all the insults. If he's listening, if anyone's listening, I've been called so much worse by so much better. So you're going to have to go a long way if you think stupid bitch is going to hurt my feelings. And I don't know if he was, like, trying to elicit some over-the-top, like, I'm going to flip out reaction over that. Oh, God, no. You're going to have to do it. Now, when he started talking about my family, that's when I just double-stepped it, because I would have, there probably would have been trouble, but I just kept moving and got home.
I would hope that if this just goes along as something that's not mentioned and nobody... calls on another councilman to apologize for this. I would hope they would do it on their own during the next
meeting. I don't
think
I'm going back to council because I was seriously verbally assaulted by two different council members and nothing was done. So what the hell is... And one waited for me in the parking lot. So what the hell am I to think if I go up there alone again?
Well, see, this is what's happening. Again, it's the devolving of ethics. And it's the devolving of civility that we are having because
what kind of man waits for a woman in the parking lot?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? It's because people are so angry and they're so amped up and they're so upset because there is stuff on social media and there's things put out that aren't true and there's things that are... People... I don't think people realize the impact that has on people. And, you know... I just don't know anymore. I really am starting to wonder. I was talking about yesterday. The Marianne Starr got the year wrong on the Popcorn Festival Parade. I mean, my God, they were almost slaughtered for the thing.
I wish people cared that much about actual important stuff.
Well, but this is where we are.
I know.
It's a chance to hit somebody. If I can hit you, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it in the most public place I can do it. And that is a problem. I mean, my God, somebody's got to do something. And you know what? It has seemingly happened in the last year. And
hey, don't forget that Sean Barr is the president pro tem of council.
Well, we'll see what happens with it. I think something should.
It's an interesting, and it'll make for an interesting phone call with the judge tomorrow.
Well, maybe we'll hear something about that. Thank you.
Take care,
Scott. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 13 minutes left in the program here. If you'd like to say anything in regard to city policy here, or what happened at the city council meeting, or that little matter, unfortunately, that is a matter. I mean, it certainly is. It's unfortunate that something like that would happen. Go ahead, caller.
Pierre Marion.
Well, apparently...
Aren't you glad that Marion, Ohio is here?
Well, you know, that's what happens when you leave a meeting early, I guess. I guess I left too quick.
Yep. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Keith Faber.
He's coming. You're right. He's right.
Hey, I want to start, along with the funding for a bilge pump for the mayor, I want to start a GoFundMe for some disco biscuits for Dan Cochran and Sean Barr.
Hey, hold on.
Maybe that can put them into a better mood.
One of our listeners out there this morning is saying, isn't that an ethics violation and subject to disciplinary action? Having such a lack of self-control over their own emotions and actions in public makes me wonder how unstable they are in their private life. That's the kind of behavior of a domestic abuser. Now, I'm not going to say that's what these people, I mean.
Well, one can, you know, kind of draw their own conclusion. But, you know, is not city council supposed to do the, or function by the guidelines of parliamentary procedure?
I believe so.
Why have they never had a sergeant at arms to handle situations like this? And then on top of that, you know, city council should censure Barr and Clark.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If somebody does not, if they don't take it upon their own to apologize at the next meeting, somebody on council should certainly call something, not because it's them, and I want to be very clear about that. It's because of that behavior in the chamber. I can't imagine that happened, that it got to that level last night, that had to happen. And by the way, I just want to make sure that I did reach out to Danny Clark this morning, because I want to get both sides of the story. I want to be fair here. And he was not able to appear on the show. He did respond, but he was not able to appear.
You know, together, Clark and Barr, they make a sweet treat.
There you go.
They make a Clark Barr.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program here. And I don't know. A censure? Maybe. I can't imagine that things get to this level. That's what is astounding to me as we continue to go down the road with all this, that this is where it's going. And I don't know if there are examples of this in the past. I'm sure somebody will find one, where a council person has said something to a citizen. But again, we're talking about the use of profanity. We're talking about in the chamber of city council. I don't know. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz on this or any other city topics that might be on your mind this morning, or if you want to discuss the Bill Cosby situation. Heaven knows we went through that this morning. By the way, did anybody see, I was driving home from council last night, gas is $3.99, or was $3.99 last night at the, the Duke station now, Duke BP, there on Route 95, but Meijer last night was still at $3.77, so they were a little under the radar as far as that goes. You know, at some point, we're going to have to get back to civility. People are a little touchy nowadays, and it almost seems as if everybody is ready to pounce on each other and let them have it. And I don't know. Sometimes it's just better to leave a room. I understand that people get angry. I understand that is not uncommon. But holy mackerel, sometimes if you are that angry and you are that upset and you know it, in your mind, you've just got to leave the room. You just got to get out of there. 7 minutes left in the program here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. Go ahead, Colin.
Oh, Marion, you know, city council used to be more professional. You had professional businessmen and women on council, and people, yeah, with, and it's not to say that an uneducated person can't be civil and have common sense, but it seems like there used to be, and we're talking in, you know, and I'm not that well aware of it, in the 60s, I could give a hoot, you know, I only cared about Captain Kangaroo, but it would appear that we keep getting the bottom of the barrel when we get people, and I think that's turning a lot of people off. You know, who would want to be on council and be the only person with common sense and all the others do outrageous things and, you know, don't have much more of a mentality than a gnat, you know? It's difficult to try to get real concerned people who have a modicum of common sense.
Well, I'm just afraid that, you know, we've had social media for a long time, but in the last year, a lot of people are really starting to take the social media to blast other people. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But I think it creates such a hostility that it didn't used to create. You know, if you called somebody something in a city council meeting, it might make the newspaper for a day, maybe. It might be heard by, you know, 30 people in the room. That might happen. You might be angry about it, but it's not in your face every day, and you don't have to answer for it. You know, we really have got to get control of our emotions, and we've got to get control of how we treat other people. This is a big, big problem.
Well, too many people, I think, are thinking, oh, wow, I can say whatever I want. My name isn't associated necessarily with whatever my handle is on social media, but I don't think this is going to stop until we start seeing libel suits and anything else, defamation suits and all of that, because, you know, the only good defense is the truth. And when you start spreading lies about people and stuff and thinking you can get away with that with impunity, you're going to have another thing coming, because people, you know, you kick a bull or you poke a bear too often, they're going to get angry, and they will go to any means to defend themselves. So, you know, have you ever seen Bonfire of the Vanities?
Yes.
Morgan Freeman was the judge, if I recall, and he said, you know, he said something to the effects of, do what your grandmothers taught you. Be nice. Be nice to each other.
That's
it. Don't cost nothing, you know.
Well, that's a good way to leave it. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I. Well, but you know what the problem is? Nice is not salacious. Nice is not a good story. People love a fight. I've had this conversation on this show, I don't know how many times. Oh, we love a fight. We love when people argue. Well, okay. Yeah, I got that. It's entertaining to a certain degree, but it does not do anything for us as people. It does not do anything for us as the media, and we don't get any information. What do we learn by this constant back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and calling of names? Does an argument increase the ability of people to learn? I don't know. I would guess not. 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 minutes left in the program, so if you want to get in and say something, now would be the time to do it. We'd enjoy hearing from you out there in listener land. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I just wanted to add a couple things that last night, Naomi and I were standing there talking. You had just walked by. And it couldn't have been 30 seconds after you walked by that I saw Sean passed by, saw him bar pass by in my peripheral vision, and then he stopped, and he came back to confront Naomi, and was saying something to the effect that he's a contractor, and, you know, he knows people because of his work, and Georgia Carpet Bar, and he said something about, and that's when he leaned in, and kind of, and Naomi was backing up and saying, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to discuss this, you know, I don't want to have any conversation with you. And that's when he leaned in and he said, and you're a stupid bitch. And I was just like, wow. I mean, I stepped back like half a step and just looked at him because I was just like, oh, wow, you fucked up. And I mean, I looked up because, you know, the mayor, everybody was still there. The mayor was looking over and, you know, Naomi said, what'd you just call me? And, you know, then he says, well, what'd you call me? What'd you call me? And I started laughing again. And then he said it again, you know, and he kind of, at that point, he was like, owned it. And, you know, must have said, well, you know, there's no sense denying it now. And he, you know, loud and proud. And he said, you're a stupid bitch. And then at some point after that, that's when Mr. Clark jumped in on it. And they, and started saying, well, you called him a jackass during council, and so I guess calling somebody a jackass justifies a stupid bitch in this world. It got a little more heated and some words back and forth, and then, you know, both Sean and Mr. Clark walked away, and then I walked out, kind of followed Mr. Clark out, and he was talking to Mr. Russell and Gruber. And Mr. Russell was telling him to calm down, you know, just let this blow over and just, you know, relax. It's just, you know, and he was walking into the bathroom and he said, nope, that's it. I'm filing a lawsuit. And that's when I made the comment, walked up towards Mr. Gruber and Mr. Russell. And I overheard them make a comment like, you know, this is going to get out of control. And I said, you know, the public, just they're tired of being lied to. They're tired of people looking them in the eye and lying to them. It's not about making, you know, we can deal with mistakes. We can deal with error, you know, but don't look, nobody likes to be lied to. And it's demeaning. You know, they look down their nose. To me, when somebody looks you in the eye and they lie to you, they're basically telling you you're too damn stupid. And, you know, I don't jive with that. And especially from, you know, representative government. You know, these were people, and I made the comment to Mr. Russell that, you know, these people, everybody up there were elected officials. And they're here, and they serve at the favor of the public. They're here to serve the public. They are the liaison between the public and the administration. They're supposed to be working for them, not against them. And, you know, the public asking questions doesn't mean they're against. Just means they don't understand. And when you look down your nose and hiss, oh, you, those people and you people don't understand, well, the state of everything is pretty fucked up in the city. And so, you know, why would we expect it? You know, why would you expect us to understand?
Well,
so, yeah. I just wanted to throw that in there.
No, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling in. Well, that brings us to the end of the show today, and, well, the language is what it's been today, but quotes are quotes, I guess, and this is the society we live in. All I know is that I don't think it's a good look, I don't think it's a good idea for public officials in the chamber of city council, which is a courtroom, to be calling people names like we have heard today, elected officials. And you can support these people, you can vote for these people, there's nothing wrong with that. That's your right as a citizen. But sometimes actions don't meet character. And I would hope that both of the councilmen, and I am going to say allegedly that did this because I didn't see it, that allegedly did this, would apologize to the city and would apologize to Naomi, who apparently was at the center of this, because she is a city resident. And also, if that does not happen, I would hope that the mayor or somebody on council would call for that to happen. And if it doesn't happen, maybe a censure is in order. I don't know. But for this day, what a show. Bill Cosby's representative this morning. A lot of interesting stuff there. And city council wrap up after that. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world.